Charlie Brown, this is Snoopy. We're burning. You're out of plane. Here's my 981 for you that we're going to burn.
No.
Plus 21.7, minus 4.5, and minus 9.6.
Roger.
Okay, Charlie Brown, this is Snoopy. We're pitching down to put our X-axis towards you for the auto maneuver for TPI.
Roger.
Range is 39 miles.
Okay, we're at burn altitude, Charlie Brown.
Roger, almost me too.
How about that?
This will be another reaction control system burn, but the propellant will be fed from the ascent propulsion system tanks through the interconnect.
To the burn.
Roger.
And Charlie Brown. Our charts agreed very closely, so we're go.
Roger. My numbers agree with your numbers.
I guess we're all in agreement then. Let's go. To the burn.
Roger.
Mark, 1 minute to the burn.
Roger.
Seconds, disk is blank.
Seven seconds, John.
Five, four, three, two, one, burning.
We're burning.
Go to it.
We copy.
That's 15 to go. 10
Roger.
To go.
Burn's complete.
Roger. Good show.
Snoop Houston, we see you trimming. Good show.
Okay, 0, 1, and 1, 10.
We copy, Snoop.
And Snoopy's pitching back up to acquire. Houston, this is Snoop. You can't believe how noisy those thrusters are.
Roger, 10. Can't even imagine.
It sounds like being inside of a big rain tub with about 2H hail beating all over you.
Hey, babe, here's where that says eggs. Next, Tony.
Okay, I'm pitching up to give you radar target there.
He's waiting. Yeah.
Okay.
And Snoopy's now on an intercept trajectory to Charlie Brown. He burned his own solution, which agreed very closely within a few tenths with the ground solution. He burned a delta V of 24.1 feet per second at 105 hours, 22 minutes, 56 seconds.
Okay, Houston, this is Snoopy. We have solid lock, and first update appears real good.
Roger, Snoop, we copy. We got 4 minutes 50 mark to LOS for you, over.
Roger.
Range 26 miles. And the range rate 125 feet per second.
Houston, Snoop, I'm taking you off a high gain.
Okay, Roger, you're reading our minds.
And this is Apollo Control at 105 hours, 32 minutes. Both Charlie Brown and Snoopy have gone behind the moon, and we have loss of signal. When we next see them, they should be station keeping, getting ready to dock. We are showing the command module, command service module, Charlie Brown in a 63 by 57 nautical mile orbit. And Snoopy is on an intercept trajectory. Snoopy performed two good burns during the time we had acquisition, the constant delta height maneuver, which time we had a constant delta height following that maneuver of 14.94 nautical miles. And then the terminal phase itself, completed just a short time ago. There are two mid-course corrections programmed if needed. The nominal delta V is zero on both of those. And Charlie Duke just remarked that just before Snoopy went around the corner, he heard Tom Stafford say he had just taken a mark and they were right on. So they may or may not do either of those mid-courses. Then the terminal phase finalization, the braking maneuvers, will be performed behind the moon. And at acquisition time, they should be station keeping within a few feet of each other. Acquisition for the Charlie Brown, 106 hours, 18 minutes, 39 seconds. For Snoopy, 106 hours, 18 minutes, 55 seconds. This is Mission Control, Houston. Minutes. We're about a minute away from acquisition of Charlie Brown. Snoopy acquisition to come 15, 16 seconds after that of Charlie Brown. The two spacecraft should be station keeping as we acquire them on the 16th revolution here. We have the capability on both this revolution number 16 and on revolution number 17 to receive television. Television is scheduled for the 17th revolution during the ascent propulsion system burn to depletion. However, the capability does exist to receive it, and it's possible we might have an unscheduled transmission. We're not sure. We should have AOS now on Charlie Brown any second.
Okay, do you want to come at you?
Snoopy, this is Houston. Howdy, Reed.
This one's just tip.
Hey, Joe, we're about ready to dock. Stand by.
Very good.
Don't call us. We'll call you.
Roger that.
Okay, John, you're into about 5 feet, babe. Looking beautiful.
How far? 20. Got a capture? Yes, thrusters are off.
We got a capture, John. Fire when you're ready.
Everything looks good in here, Tom.
Okay, babe. All right, look good.
Solid as a rock in the cabin, babe.
All right, babe. I can see you moving over.
We got him, John. We heard him in here.
Hello, Houston. Snoopy and Charlie Brown are hugging each other.
Roger that. We heard him down here.
Okay, let's stay in our helmets, babe, until we get this thing squared away.
Okay, John, that was beautiful. Just beautiful, babe. Okay, now, John, let me ask you one thing. Do you want me to pressurize that lift tunnel through our hatch to save you from blowing that Mylar out again? Okay, do you want us to pressurize the tunnel? Okay.
Manwee is back home. Almost.
Okay.
Okay, I'll get started, and you can start helping him go through buckling the hatch. Houston, were you calling?
Negative, Gino. We're standing by until you get some time.
Okay, Joe, the nominal, or the rendezvous, was the best sim we've ever had, right up the pike all the way. We'll talk about it later. I'm going to start going through the tail end of the activation checklist for the afternoon depletion, and Tom and John will start on the tunnel.
Roger that. Snoopy, this is Houston. One thing we would like for you to do is go to secondary on the CO2 canister. We'd like to monitor that one while you're getting cleaned up there.
You're right, Jose. It's been a long day.
Say again, Joe.
Roger, Gino, we'd like for you to go to secondary on CO2 canister. We want to monitor that canister while you're getting cleaned up and back into command module.
Yeah.
Stand by, Joe. I can't, wait a minute. Okay, now go ahead, Houston. Say again your last.
Roger, go secondary on CO2 canister.
Okay, we're secondary on CO2 canister now.
Roger, thank you.
Okay, John, how do you want to work the tunnel? Do you want to pressurize it or do you want me to? Okay, we got plenty of pressure. Okay, that's better. Okay, go ahead. You pressurize it. Okay. Hello, Houston. This is Snoopy. One thing, Charlie Brown is getting ready to pressurize the tunnel. And we want to make sure we're in the right attitude and everything for the next maneuver. So the next thing that he needs to know are the angles, over.
Okay, we'll get them for you, Snoopy. Okay, Charlie Brown, Snoopy, this is Houston. Your CSM gimbal angles are roll 300, pitch 071, and yaw 000. We're standing by for your readback.
Okay, I got those for Charlie Brown. Roll 300, pitch 071, and yaw 000.
Roger that.
You have an update on a LEM weight?
Charlie Brown, this is Houston. Oh, Snoopy, this is Houston.
Go ahead, do you have an update on the LEM weight?
I've got that too, Gino, but we want you to load in your DAP 10011 for System A.
What, 10? Say again what you want.
Okay, I want 10011. That'll be System A. That's in for your DAP. And also your LEM weight for burn is 707544.
Roger, LEM weight is 7544. That's what I thought. I didn't enter that. Hey, Joe, give me that once more and I'll get it straight.
Okay, Gino. Your LEM weight is 7544. And in your DAP, we want 10011. This is instead of 11011. Very good. We copy, Gino.
Tom, is your stop button reset out over there? I'm going to wait on a couple of these things while I verify that that tunnel's clear.
Snoopy, this is Houston.
Charlie Brown, Snoop, let me know.
Go ahead.
Roger, Snoopy. Whenever you're ready, we can uplink your LEM state vector to you.
Okay, we're ready right now as soon as I got in the poo again. Got everything.
Okay, thank you.
Hello, Charlie Brown. Snoopy, let me know how the tunnel's coming. Yeah, we're holding it.
Let me get my gloves off, babe.
Good show. The tunnel, all pressurized, everything looks good. Okay. Okay.
What's our bags, do you remember? Bags for these?
Yeah, John, we haven't moved at all. Okay, and Gene has the angles for that auto maneuver.
Yeah, most all of it is. Now, is that bag that I brought my helmet over in?
Snoopy, this is Houston. The computer is yours when you want it now. We've got the load in.
Okay, Roger. Thank you.
And are you fellas in the transfer mode right now?
Just about.
Okay, I've got some pads for you.
I have not opened the hatch yet.
Okay, I've got some pads for you, Gene, whenever you're ready to copy, and give me a call when you're ready.
Okay, Joe, I'll call you when I'm ready.
Roger that. And you're aware of where your toolkit is that a firm?
Yes, a firm.
Okay, do you have a limb delta P there?